Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back. And folks, there's something happening here in Ohio, and that's got to do with a train derailment. But it's not just Ohio. Also, there's been train derailments there in Texas, Montgomery, Texas, and also one in Inouye, South Carolina. And there's some very strange things happening with these. And we'll just take it away and go ahead and play that clip. Listen carefully.
And talking about this derailment, you know, people saying the waters are safe, trust them in Ohio, ignore, you know, all these people talking about dead fish. Here's Savannah Hernandez sharing this video. I'll show this real quick.
At the area, well and groundwater are safe. However, after this couple saw dead fish in this creek that you're looking at, they're deciding to not take any chances.
Oh, there was hundreds.
Russell Murphy is referring to the fish now belly up in Leslie Run. He and his wife noticed them last night, barely 48 hours after the fiery derailment, 5 miles away.
This is huge, huge environmental effects.
That's now one of many concerns the EPA now faces.
The impact of the fish, yes, there was a impact of those. However, the levels as we have seen it are protective to groundwater. We are aware there are some wells along that for residential wells.
Environmental cleanup crews were at and actually in that water today.
Again, interesting stuff. Again, no, it doesn't seem like really anybody is covering this. And it's actually, you know, the cloud. Look at this from this picture, okay? Not a single story on CNN's homepage. And that's not necessarily true. There is an article on CNN, which I want to point out. But yes, you would think that this would be getting massive coverage. And it's barely a blip. Not a single mention on Drudge. Journalists are getting arrested for investigating the Ohio train derailment. And animals are dropping dead hundreds of miles away. I'm sorry, miles away. What the heck is going on in Ohio? Why is nobody talking about it? And there's all sorts of weird, like, Chernobyl vibes that are happening. You had Pete Buttigieg making zero mention of the Ohio train derailment while speaking at a conference today. Okay, today, no mention of it. Here at Wall Street Silver points out there is a 200-mile radius report for this. So what you see here, the cloud radius of the chemical burn in Ohio is huge. 200 miles. And obviously all the waterways that go right through there. No, there's no FEMA. There's no, I mean, it's so weird. People getting sick. I've seen, and again, a lot of stories. Okay. I'm going to show you some of the pictures because I think they're important, but people are saying their pets aren't surviving, all sorts of crazy stuff. You see this thread by Woke Societies. I just followed them because it was very helpful. They write, while the government is trying to confuse everyone with these balloons and UFOs, Chernobyl is happening in East Palestine, Ohio. In Ohio, since February 3rd, dead animals, people getting sick, arrested journalists, MSM blackout. On February 3rd, a train owned by Norfolk Southern Freight derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, carrying toxic chemicals, carrying gallons of vinyl chloride, more on this later, spilled into the ground and water. It was later decided by authorities that they would just go ahead and burn these. Of course, first we need to dissect how it was derailed, who owns the freight line, and regulations surrounding the transport of these type of chemicals. Now, these type of chemicals, I think, are used to make PVC, which is a very common, you know, it's like everything in this country, plastic. Polyvinyl, I think that's what PVC is. So the Biden administration was quiet, was in a quiet war with the train unions last fall surrounding the nation's railways. There aren't enough workers, pay is not going up, the lack of workers is causing current workers to work long existing hours, putting a safety on the back burner. Add this to the fact that in the last 10 years, the Class 1 carriers have dramatically increased both in length and tonnage of the average train while cutting back on maintenance and inspection, and we have a time bomb ticking like decades ago leading up to the Canadian disaster that destroyed a whole town and took the lives of 47 people. The name rail workers used to call the system running trains is called precision scheduled railroading. It increases profits for the owners with less inspections and regulations on what's being carried and putting everyone at risk. According to A More Perfect U.S., they had cut 22% of the jobs since 2017. In a video above, the former rail worker says inspection per car took an average of 3 minutes, and since the cuts, the workers are pressured to inspect them in 90 seconds. Suffolk Northern Corporation is owned by Wall Street billionaires, and their fourth quarter earnings were huge. Quote, fourth quarter railway operating revenue was $3.2 billion, up 13%. So, let's the money, obviously, people say follow the money. Let's see. Now, documents show that when current transportation safety rules were first created, a federal agency sided with industry lobbyists and limited regulations governing the transport of hazardous compounds. The decision effectively exempted many trains from hauling dangerous materials from the, quote, high hazard classification and its more stringent safety requirements. Amid the lobbying blitz against stronger transportation safety regulations, Norfolk Southern paid executives millions and spent billions on stock buybacks. By the way, follow Woke Societies on Twitter if you want more. So this is kind of how we ended up here. Now, here's where things go. The majority of the chemicals were burned, but some of them were also buried. The sketchy part, the fixed railroad was built over top the buried spillage. Now, why would they do that so quickly? Air tests were given, but no groundwater tests. And this is a video here. What exact chemicals will spill, do you ask? The major one was vinyl chloride. When you burn vinyl chloride, it turns into hydrochloric acid, formaldehyde, and carbon dioxide that goes into the air. And you could see the cloud above from jetliners were taking pictures of it above the cloud line. You see Frank Castiglione says the concern was hydrochloric acid generation as a byproduct of vinyl chloride breakdown in the atmosphere, legitimate concern. This wasn't the only chemical that spilled, though. The EPA was also not forthcoming with that in the public and later admitted more chemicals were spilled and got into the waterways and creeks. Another side effect from burning these chemicals causes what's known as diatoxins, as described by Falconry Finance, can merge with fatty tissues and stay in cell membranes forever. This is what's been floating around Ohio for weeks now. Just 6 days after the spill, officials told residents that it was safe to come back after tests of water and air were completed, but that was a lie, according to him, as I'm about to drop more evidence that's done animals, property, and people living in this area. The EPA said the water was safe. Look what residents say. We talked about that. Does this water look safe? I hear the train. You can see there's like rainbow. There's like a chemical on top of the water. It's very obvious to see. Now, again, these are TikTok videos. Who knows if they didn't throw something in there, whatever. I don't know, okay? But there's lots of pictures. You see Norfolk Southern poisoned our water. Demand your well be tested. You know, people are very concerned. There's lots of pictures of dead fish, stuff like that. Dead wildlife everywhere. I took these photos 4 miles south of the derailment on 2723. From a single sampling point, I could see frogs and salamanders passing away on the banks while photographing. I got a notification that evacuation had been lifted. Fumes are still heavily present. I'm probably going to go back and skip that picture, but allegedly people's pets are not surviving. Taylor Holzer and his family run Parker Dairy, just outside the original evacuation zone. Holzer is registered with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources as a fox keeper. Out of nowhere, he just started coughing really hard, just shut down, and he got sick and went very fast. This fox. People are getting sick. I'm 2 hours away from the train derailment, and days after, everyone around here got sick, upper respiratory stuff, sore throat, itchy, watery eyes. It could be allergies, but allergies in February is odd. Drinking water wells have the potential to be impacted by the incident. The contractors work for the Norfolk Southern Railway. I'm sure their workers will get to the bottom of it and be honest. Absolute craziness. You can see this article on the Post Millennial from today. Ohio residents see dead fish chickens following toxic chemical spill from train derailment. News reports have revealed that three additional chemicals were in the derailed Norfolk Southern train. Sil Caggiano, a hazardous materials specialist, told WKBN that ethyl hexyl acrylate is an especially worrisome chemical, being a carcinogen, and contact with that chemical can cause burning and irritation of the skin and eyes. Breathing it can irritate the nose and throat and cause shortness of breath and coughing. Isobutylene, which is known to cause dizziness and drowsiness when inhaled. These are all these other chemicals now that, you know, just now they're telling people. Local residents are now concerned that the local water supply has become contaminated as dead fish pop up in hundreds of local streams. I mean, it's absolutely insane, the concern that people have here. You know, like, it's just like, everything's fine, move along. Hey, look at that, we just gained two members. Hey! So as we do videos...
Go ahead and cut it for here, you. Alrighty there, we are back, folks. There's things happening out there. And that, not very far from where that took place, that's where Pastor Hal's living, and he's become ill. All right, very good. We have...
Pastor Ernie?
Yes, sir.
Someone online, London Daily Mail. Remember how many times I've told you if you want to know what's going on in the U.S., you've got to go to Europe?
Yep.
They show Ohio's chemical explosion map. They show a possible death area, possible injury area. A large, you know, colored overlay over a map there at East Palestine. And they talk about what's all there, ethanol glycol, monobutyl ether, acrylate. There's three or four isobutylene. There were a lot more chemicals than they mentioned in Ohio. And they show a picture. It looks like a nuclear bomb. Rising cloud enveloped into, it looks very much like the bomb that went over Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, I had the picture, yeah.
It's incredible, but they're talking about how the health concerns are, you know, everybody's worried getting sick. So there's probably more information that people in London know more about what's going on in Ohio than you do locally.
Well, J.D. Vance was on Tucker Carlson shortly before I came to the radio station tonight. And basically, as our senator in Washington, he's getting absolutely no response from the federal government, from the EPA, from Pete Buttigieg because of the trail, that
right.
Transportation director, you know, et cetera. And he's going to continue to beat the bushes to find out what's happening. But I did see that cloud, you know, that you are depicting. And my understanding is that whoever was managing that train derailment actually caused that cloud.
All right, we have 46 minutes left in this program tonight. And make that 36 minutes to raise funds. And we need $4,300. We are $4,300 short of our goal. So, folks, we got to hear from you at 888-281-1110. From here on out, it's got to be lightning rounds because I'm going to have to give this number over and over and over. Again, 888-677-9673. The phone lines are now open. Ouch, Marjorie Taylor Greene, shames former Twitter censorship boss for banning her campaign account by allowing child porn claims. Roth once wrote, minor boys should be allowed on gay adult male hookup sites. Now, 100% fed up. I watched her do that. She really tore into him. She really ripped in, and he had it coming. Twitter's top former censors have been on the hot seat all afternoon as they compared, and today too. But this happened here a couple days ago as they appear before a Republican-led House Oversight Committee. Praise the good Lord, the Republicans are actually doing something. They're actually doing something. Here, and to answer questions about their outrageous and targeted censorship of conservatives, including members of Congress like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who destroyed top Twitter official Joel Roth after he used his position to harm conservatives, whom he openly despised on his personal account, where he called Trump and his administration actual Nazis. And so Watch Oversight Committee Chair James Comer share a poster showing Roth's stunning tweet to members of the committee. One of the most heated moments of the congressional hearing occurred when outspoken firebrand from Georgia accused Twitter's former head of the Trust and Safety Oath of election interference with her campaign. I watched her do that. She really let him have it again. And Twitter account was shut down amid her 2022 campaign. So there you go. Hats off to Marjorie Greene for doing that. And we have to take our country back, don't we?
Well, we do. And I have another article here about Democrats passing a resolution condemning white religious nationalism. The DNC passed a resolution condemning it, stating that theocracy is incompatible with democracy and religious freedom, which is almost a misnomer here. They approved that in Philadelphia last year. 30 of them co-sponsored across the country. And so that's another label that we can take on as a white nationalist.
Well, you know, here if we are white nationalists, okay? Mm-hmm. And so here now.
But we're religious, Pastor, too, here.
Well, you know what a theocracy is, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying that that God cannot cooperate with woke, because that's what they're talking about. What they call democracy is not our definition of democracy. Their definition is mob rule, okay, and absolute corruption. And so, and religious freedom, that's what theocracy is. It is religious freedom, okay? We get our freedoms from God, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So.
Yeah, but January 6th, I was there also, so now I am a white Christian nationalist threat. And to a Democratic delegate from Minnesota who says, this has no place for me as a black pagan.
Black pagan, I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically his own quote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would add to that a fool.
Article, I'm thinking, you know, there's a real fool. And
here's another one, Joe. The FBI has found a gateway to declare Christians as criminals by a federal whistleblower here. Maria Linsky has written this article. The FBI has found a new gateway to declare Christians as criminals. A federal whistleblower said on Tucker Carlson's program, an internal document from the Bureau's Richmond, Virginia field office vowed to spy on radical traditional Catholics and their ideology. They have found a gateway, what they think is fringe Catholicism, or to move into Christians in general and declare them to be the actual criminals in the country and potential terrorists. The federal whistleblower from the FBI agent Kyle Serafin said. Serafin said that document is antithetical to Catholicism and was written by someone who believes in abortion rights, it must be upheld, and the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer agenda has to be pushed down the American people's throats. So, of course, we knew that. But I'm saying one thing. I'm watching as they are grilling Merrick Garland. I mean, Merrick Garland is really getting grilled, and I hope they keep after it. We have to, you know, look, the FBI has no legitimacy. We are not in any way, shape, or form obligated in any way to recognize any legitimacy left in the FBI or the CIA. As far as we're concerned, they're exactly what they've turned into, thugs, right?
Well, it's basically any three-letter federal agency.
They're a criminal arm of the Democratic Communist Collective.
And this article that I'm looking at now says Congress is set to expose what may be the largest censorship system in U.S. history. And the First Amendment is not the exclusive measure of free speech. Corporate censorship of political commentaries or news stories are denials of free speech that harm our system.
All right. Michael in PA pledges 50. Folks, the phone lines have been very silent. We're running out of time. We've got 30 minutes left. 30 minutes left. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I tell you what I'm going to do. Doers of the Word Baptist Church is going to pledge $1,000. Now we're going to ask for people to match that. We want people to match that $1,000. We need all of you to help us out right now. Look, you're going to be getting a letter in the mail, and in the newsletter. If you get the newsletter, you're going to be getting, and there's going to be all of these stations we had to go off. I hope we don't have to send a newsletter out with your station on it, because we got to hear from you tonight. Only 1 week out of the month, only 1 week out of the month do we do this. The rest of the month, we bring you the gospel every night, and we bring you what the opposition enemy does not want you to know. And the only way we can continue to do that is if we continue to hear from you. We've got to continue to hear from you. So 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, we're bringing you things that, again, Hosea 4:6 says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're going to do everything we can to be the watchman on the wall, like we've done for 50 years. We've warned you and let you know about what has been taking place out there so that you can stand up and fight back.
Well, the other thing
were just saying, I've got two things here. One, one of the FBI whistleblowers is up there. They said it's like there's two FBIs. Never seen anything like this. Dozens of agents are coming forward to blow the whistle on the FBI. Two former agents are out really telling it like it is, and they've got targets on their back. They're already being attacked, Thomas Baker and Nicole Parker. But they have dozens coming out calling Congress Jim Jordan. So we see the conservatives are fighting back, but here's a warning. Do you remember Lois Lerner?
Oh, yeah.
Stopping all of the 501c3s and 4s from happening, right, under Obama? Well,
yeah.
We've got Lois Lerner Part 2. Right now, the IRS is coming out, and they've got a exempt organizations unit. That was what they had under Lerner. And they're coming out with kind of the same thing with the IRS, and this is out of Just the News. And there's a group now that was trying to get a 501. It was called the Adams, Baldwin, and Covey Foundation, and it looks at the Constitution as an enduring document that, it goes on and talking about freedom and the Constitution. And they are being held up because of, well, they're saying that they have inflammatory language. They're promoting freedom, the Constitution, being blocked with the IRS. And they have a new team that's doing the same thing as Lois Lerner's group did. And they are asking them all kinds of questions now that have nothing to do with the the laws and rules of getting a 501c3, and their attorneys are really fighting back, but they're saying they're getting these really dumb questions from the IRS without going into a lot of detail. Very complicated news story. But basically, we're seeing the Biden turning the IRS now. There's an election coming, and they're going to do everything they can that any of these organizations that might be supporting conservatives for the 2024 are not going to get IRS approval till after the election, just like with Lois Lerner. So we're seeing it, same old song being sung again, and we've got to be fighting back, America. This is a real war. It's a spiritual war underneath. It's totally spiritual, but these people are attacking with every dirty trick. They are weaponizing all of the groups in Congress, the FBI, the State Department, the IRS. They're being weaponized to stop you from having the president of your choice and stopping this communist revolution that's taking place daily in front of your very eyes.
There's also a news article here about the Democratic Party in Rhode Island. He has now elected a man to lead the state's Democratic Women's Caucus. He serves also as a pastor at one of the United Churches in Massachusetts.
Church of Christ, I'll bet.
Pilgrim United Church of Christ, correct.
That's their Antichrist. They're not Christian churches at all.
Church of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
There isn't a sin they don't embrace.
Everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, whether it's abortion, whether it's sodomy, you name it. If God's Word, the Bible, calls it a sin, and by the way, if they could invent a new sin tonight, they'd have it in the Articles of Faith by tomorrow.
Yeah, he's pushing the woke agenda ideology on. He's for the woke agenda ideology on children in schools, and he's a proponent for opponent of parent rights when it comes to education because the state knows best. But beyond that, he's pushing the dangerous ideology with the children again, erasing women in the name of gender ideology, like we were talking before. But they chose a man to lead this caucus in the name of promoting trans equality, while at the same time completely erasing equality for women in the process.
All right, very good.
Well, like you said earlier, they're out to destroy women, aren't they?
Harold in Illinois pledges $150. Harold in Illinois pledges $150. Thank you, Harold. Okay. All right. The state still can't grasp the concept of religious freedom. That's right. Here. Jack Phillips, this is an article we did about a year ago, so is back in the news, or perhaps he never left. On January 26th, the Colorado Court of Appeals decided, again, that he had violated the state law by declining to create a custom cake to celebrate gender transition.
Oh, this is the Freedom Baker.
Right. The decision shows the courts still don't get it, that religious freedom really means. I know we did this a while back. I don't know if it's been that far back. But anyhow, Philip and his wife, Deborah, are Christian co-owners of Masterpiece Cake Shop in Lakewood, Colorado. In a business since 1993, Masterpiece sells pre-made goodies in the store, custom cakes that Jack designs and creates. Philip has said that he strives to be obedient to Jesus Christ in all aspects of life, including his business, and exercises his personal skill in creating designer cakes. To that end, the Masterpiece website states that Phillips cannot create custom cakes that express messages or celebrate events that conflict with his religious belief. This is what religious freedom is all about. He has that. Isn't there something called the First Amendment?
Yeah, he has that right.
Okay, and so here, like other states, Colorado has a law, the Colorado Anti-Discrimination, that prohibits discrimination in the places of public accommodations, including businesses, on the basis of, among other things, sexual orientation. Lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer activists claim that by declining to create cakes for sodomite weddings or to celebrate gender, those trans things, Phillips violates the CADA by discriminating on the basis of sexual orientation. See, that's just the problem. God doesn't call it. God calls it an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't call it sexual orientation, does he?
No.
All right. So, in fact, he has names for what they call same-sex marriage. It's called fornication and abominable things. So, anyhow, God's right, isn't he?
This goes back to 2012 when we first reported it.
Amen. Jim in Massachusetts pledges $500. Thank you, Jim. Can we get someone to match my pledge of $1,000? Can we get someone to match Jim's pledge of $500? Folks, come on. We're running out of time. Right now, we've got 16 minutes. Wait, no.
No,
I'm sorry, 21 minutes.
Yeah, nowhere else are you going to be hearing about news that is applicable for Christian patriots like you are on this program on a consistent basis Monday through Friday, and I have to applaud Pastor Sanders and his team, you know, for doing it for how many years now?
50 Pastor? Years, and we haven't compromised in 50 years. We have not compromised, not one time. Now, we have made some mistakes over the years, but we've never compromised. We've never stood down, okay? And we're not planning on doing it. We're The Bible says, who will fight on the Lord's side? We say, here I am, Lord, send me. Amen?
Amen.
And so, Jim in Massachusetts pledges 500. Thank you, Jim. Folks, we need to hear from you. We're running out of time. Now we have 20 minutes left to hear from you. We're going to play a song, and we'll be back right after this break. We got to hear from you. We have 16 minutes left, and folks will be here till midnight. So once we're off the air, we go off the air a little before midnight. We'll be here to take your calls at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673, or 888-281-1110. Right now, we need 2,700 short of our goal. We got to hear from you. So who can, well, very good. We just got Rosita in Michigan just pledges Jamash Jim's in Massachusetts, 500. So Jamash to 500. All right. Okay. So pardon. Okay. So yeah, she's asking for another match. She's asking for, Rosita is asking for someone to match her. And I am too. I am too. Somebody help us match Jim and Rosita for 500. And if you're really getting onto it out there, match me for 1,000, for 1,000. So anyhow, we've got right now 15 minutes left.
Pastor, one of the podcasts that I was listening to, it compared what the woke side is doing versus the Christian freedom fighters. And it talked about the woke dividing us with fear versus the freedom fighters are uniting us with faith and courage. The woke divide us with politics. The freedom fighters unite us with facts. The woke do it for control. We do it for freedom. They also divide for power. And we fight and unite to serve God and humanity.
Amen. Here's what's called Christian fascism, World News Daily. And here's a Catholic lawmaker launches a diatribe against faith. And here's a picture of a guy. It looks like he's standing with Fidel Castro.
That's like a misnomer already.
Yeah. A member of Congress who says she herself is a Catholic has launched a diatribe against Christianity, calling the faith fascism and bluntly rejecting one of the Bible's primary instructions to adherents to spread the good news of the gospel. During Sunday's Super Bowl, an organization called He Gets Us apparently spent up towards $20 million for ads that showed Jesus as someone with empathy for immigrants and the poor, who was also tired of the division of politics, according to the report from Fox News. Here, the condemnation from U.S. Representative, it's AOC! AOC!
Yep.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. AOC, you're a wicked, evil woman, AOC. You're a wicked, wicked woman. A deathocrat.
They're just liars, Pastor Ernie. They pretend to be Christians, but we know they're not, because if you go against the first thing that God said to go out and do, you know, you're not a Christian. So you're saying, the one, I'm a Christian, but I'm denying, you know, my Christian faith. It's all false pretense. It's nothing but another lie.
Absolutely.
And folks, liars have their place in the lake of fire.
She is in favor of abortion. She is in favor of sodomy. If, again, here you go. Of everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls of sin, she's a very, very wicked and a very, very unclean person. And she's vulgar. She's got a very vulgar mouth. Now, that is Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And you know what? People that voted for her have extremely low or no standards. If those people that voted for her have extremely low or no standards at all, no morals, right? No integrity, no decency. All right.
I've got a breaking story, kind of. We're talking about our government has gone rogue. State Department, the U.S. State Department, is funding a U.K. group that comes around and censors American news. There's a blockbuster revelation in Disinformation, Inc., a series of reports coming out by Gabe Kaminsky in the Washington Examiner. Now, remember this, because this guy is really making big news. This Gabe Kaminsky in the Washington Examiner, he found out about this scheme, this Global Disinformation Index. They go by GDI. It's a British group, organization with a pair of, works with a pair of U.S. nonprofit organizations, receives hundreds of thousands of dollars from the U.S. State Department's Global Engagement Center and the taxpayer-funded National Endowment for Democracy. So our U.S. taxpayer dollar through two government organizations goes to this group. Now, they claim they don't use it for this, but money's fungible. So you give somebody hundreds of thousands of dollars, they're still doing bad things. You're rewarding, you're helping them. So now, what this group does, it blacklists news organizations, so it kind of denies them of advertising dollars. And this is how they've been shutting down World News Daily, many others. Major advertisers like Microsoft-owned Xandar use this GDI's dynamic exclusion list to decide which websites will or won't get ads. And there's a big list of things like the Daily Wire, the American Conservative, Reason Magazine, Real Clear Politics, World News Daily. There's a big loose, goes on and on, Federalist, American Spectator, Newsmax, One America News, Blaze, even the New York Post. These made the top 10. And so here we have just an example of our government can't do something, so they are giving money through one of the government agencies to a British nonprofit who works with American nonprofits who come back and are causing censorship. In other words, these websites, if they can't advertise, they can't make money, which they need to run their organizations to pay the, you know, all this. So we've got American government trying to destroy the conservative movement, conservative news. And this Kaminsky, I guess his news got so good that, Microsoft came out, and they are disassociating themselves from this group now because of this news has come out, and have lifted accordingly. They've been blocking ads. Microsoft's been blocking ads because of the CDI, this GDI group. And the last news that just came out a few moments ago was that now groups like Epic Times, Hannity.
Joe, I got to jump in and give the phone number because we're running out of time. It's 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Tony in Toronto pledges 125. Stanley and Warren matches. He's matching Rosita in Michigan and Jim in Massachusetts for 500.
Thank you, one and all.
Amen. All righty. Okay.
So if I can just finish.
Go ahead.
Quick, because this is so big, folks, the Microsoft is now backing off. They've been banning people. And I just looked at these groups. It's everything. Ann Coulter, Charlie Kirk, Mike Huckabee, Bill O'Reilly, Daily Signal, Judicial Watch, Glenn Beck, American Thinker, all kinds of Epic Times, Washington Times. All these groups have been fighting, and they call this disinformation. And what it is, if they don't agree with our speech, it's disinformation. They are stopping freedom of speech in America, and we were the bastion of free speech. We were the bastion of freedom in the world, and we now have a government that is, well, you saw the FBI shutting down Twitter, the CIA working with Facebook. Now we've got these government departments that are sending money to foreign entities in Britain to come back and shut down your free speech. This is all in all out war.
Amen. Jim in Massachusetts pledges another 100, and the Kathleen in Illinois pledges 10. Thank you. Thank you. Jim, right now Jim has 600 overall. So we're asking for a match of 600. Who can match Jim's 600, folks? All right, right now we're approximately about 1,600 short of what we need, about 1,600 short of our goal, folks. And we've got literally 6 minutes. We got 6 minutes to raise $1,600.
Well, the other news from this past week also is coming out of the state of Illinois from Sheriff Mack's website. He's the constitutional sheriff. And I believe a couple of the sheriffs were on Tucker Carlson's program also, but they are going to refuse any kind of gun confiscation that governor is going to try and do in Illinois. They've already come out and said that.
Very, very good. Yeah, well, most of all you sheriffs are going to do that. They actually have to do it for their own preservation.
Correct.
All right, so absolutely. The sheriffs know that they need, the constitutional sheriffs know that they need literally the militia in their county to stand up against the feds.
Yeah, okay. They're the highest.
Well, they're elected officials. That's the difference. They're elected by the people, and it's not the people that are rebelling. It's the governments that are rebelling against the people.
Speaking about that, I want to say hats off to all of those FBI whistleblowers. I want to say hats off to all the FBI whistleblowers because you're head and shoulders above those that refuse, those that remain silent. Like Abe Lincoln said, when men remain silent when they should speak up, makes cowards of men and destroys nations. And I want to say hats off to those whistleblowers. They're heads and heads and shoulders above those that don't have the courage and the integrity. So praise the good Lord for those.
And maybe it'll lead to people in the Justice Department and the IRS and other branches, Department of Education, Transportation, to come forward and show the corruption that's going on, the attacking special, like Department of Homeland Security, the things that they're doing to attack you and take away your freedom. Maybe we can have a revolt in government.
Well, let me read this article here. First, let me get the phone numbers out, folks. We're down to 4 minutes now, although we will be here to midnight, okay? 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Government entrapment, Lord Joe. According to a motion submitted this past Friday by the Proud Boys attorney, it appears that government itself is the author of the mysterious 1776 returns. The 1776 returns is the title of a document that outlined the strategic plan for the takeover of U.S. government buildings on January 6, right? 2021. This mysterious document was sent unsolicited to the Proud Boy chairman, Enrique Tarrio's telegram, right before January 6th by a love interest named Erika Flores. It's been revealed that Flores reportedly testified to the January 6th committee that a government official was the author of the entirety of the 1776 returns, and that the FBI and the CIA associated asked her to share it with Tarrio. There you go. They set the Proud Boys up.
Correct.
There you go.
Well, they know they set up that whole the January 6th thing was a setup and a con and to lead a bunch of people astray. So here we have our own government is our own worst enemy. The great danger is right now from within.
Well, we, the people of the United States of America, we are the government. We have to take our country back. It's up to us, folks. What's the sense of living, right? I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. Amen. Okay, how much time do I have in there? Okay. All right, so, folks, we need to hear from you. We're running out of time. It's 888-281-1110. Listen, just think about this. You're going to get this newsletter. Many of you are going to get this newsletter, and you're going to see six stations that went off. Will your station be one of those the next time the newsletter comes out? Are you going to let them shut us down, too, like they've been shutting everybody else down? Are you going to let them cancel us, the voice of the Christian resistance? It's entirely up to you folks out there. We've been there. We have never betrayed you. We've never backed down. We've always stood our ground for 50 years. We need you to help us right now because we are the voice of the Christian resistance. We're the voice of freedom. 888-677-9673. You'll need to, for us. We got to stay to keep warning the people. 888-281-1110. Joe, you got 4 minutes to give an invitation. Can you do it?
I sure can. One of my favorite hymns is called Redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. There's more to it, but the key is being redeemed. Redeemed what? Being forgiven for our sins. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. That's the penalty that God puts on sin. He doesn't rate it like we do, you know, oh, I don't murder, I don't rape, I don't rob, so I'm a good person. No, all sin is rated the same, and we sin more by the sins of omission, those sins that we do not do. In other words, things God has asked us to do that we don't do, those things that we were supposed to. So we're all sinners. We need a Savior. We need to be redeemed. We need redemption. And it's only through the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, where he died a substitutionary death. He took your place and my place. He died and paid the price to set us free, but we have to do something to claim his offer of mercy. We have to repent of those sins that placed him on that cross. We are sinful people, and so we have to call upon the Father and from the heart truly repent of our sins, turn from our wicked ways, turn to go to God, and then the Father will offer forgiveness. Then we can call upon the Son, the Savior, the Messiah, to become Lord of our life. And when we do that with this repentant heart, we will be accepted into the kingdom. Jesus will send the Holy Spirit. That's our down payment on eternal life. We become joint heirs with Jesus in everlasting life. We become a child of the kingdom, a son or daughter of God himself, a spiritual child. We are then born again spiritually, and your life will be changed forever. You have your down payment on eternal life. You will find joy, peace, and happiness that you've never had, and you will never, ever, ever regret making a decision to take Jesus Christ up on his offer of redemption.
Very good.
Like my time is just about out.
No one ever has. How much time do I have for you? All right. Well, actually, Joe, you finished pretty early tonight. But again,
oh, well, my atomic clock doesn't ever seem to jive with you guys at the studio. So,
all righty. 888-677-9673, folks. We're going to be here for another 7 minutes. The phone lines open another 7 minutes. We still need to hear from you. We're still short. We're still about 1,500 short of our goal. And so we got to hear from you. We need three people to match that 500. Or one person to match my 1,000 and one to match the 500.
Well, I'm going to pledge $200. I cannot match five. I don't have that much, but I will pledge 200 if somebody else can help.
All right, maybe somebody out there could pledge 1,300, and that would be the end of it. Okay, then we would have made our goal, right?
You're caught up, yes.
Okay, or three people pledge 500 would work really well, okay? But anyhow, we are out of time for tonight, like we get here every night. We'll be sitting here hoping that you'll call, because we are the voice of the Christian resistance, and we want to stay on your station, the one we're on, you're listening to us right now. So until tomorrow, we want to say, as we do every night, good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always,
always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.